Vanderbilt head football coach Bobby Johnson joins us now. Coach, how you doing this morning?
Good. How y'all doing?
We're doing well.
Good.
Lots of penalties, you know, in the Ole Miss game, and I know way too many for your liking. You talked about in the press conference yesterday kind of going back to basics, snap, handoff, you know, let's make sure we get the little things down. Explain some of the things you're doing this week.
Well, you know, that's done, I hope. We worked on that Sunday so we can get back on the game plan. You know, we got a lot of work to do against Army because they have an unusual offense and an unusual defense. So hopefully the things we were taking for granted, we got corrected Sunday and we can go on and move ahead with football.
I noticed you shuffled guys in and out on the offensive line on Saturday night. You still kind of searching for that right combination up front?
Yeah, you know, we had to shuffle a little bit to get Bradley out of there at center so we could calm him down a little bit, and I think he was trying to do a little bit too much as far as directing traffic in there and then forgot the basics of making the snap. And, you know, that's why it all gets started. And, you know, other times, you know, people get tired or you know, we feel like it's good to get a fresh guy in there. So, you know, we mix them up in there a little bit.
Bobby, how concerned are you about the red zone woes? If only because I've had coaches tell me in the past, it's almost like getting the yips in golf. If you can't, you know, finish drives, it almost becomes kind of a mental thing, doesn't it?
Well, probably. You know, just about everything does if you're not doing it right and, you know, doubt gets in your mind. The thing we have to do, and we were pretty good at it last year. You know, that's the thing. And I just think we just keep practicing and keep working at it and do things that our guys feel confident in doing. And, you know, if we can't knock it in there with a touchdown, we got to be, you know, right on with the field goals. And we missed a long one and a medium range one. You know, those things we did fairly well last year, and we got to get back to doing those kind of things to help us get a chance to win.
Is it any one thing with Ryan Fowler missing those field goals?
No, I think on the long one, it was about 47 yards. I think he just tried to overkick it. When those guys try to overkick it, you know, just like Frank, when he tries to hit that drive real hard, it's going to go left.
Yeah, he pull hooks it.
Coach, if you look and you're watching your quarterback, Larry Smith, on tape, is there something that he's not doing as far as where his eyes are going? Or is it just a matter of just getting rushed, getting out of the pocket too quick? What are you watching on tape to see where Larry Smith can improve?
Well, you know, we had something, let me see, it's like 60-something plays, 68 plays, and, you know, we had him for 5 errors. You know, so a lot of the things that are happening, you know, aren't Larry's fault.
Right.
And it's hard for people to see that, and if you're not trained and know what you're looking for. And, you know, some of the things that happen around Larry need to improve, and that gives him a better chance to be successful. Now, just like everybody on our team and just like every one of our coaches, Larry can do better. So we're not going out there and just saying, hey, Larry, keep up the good work. You know, we're working on the basic fundamentals and where to look, who we're reading, who we're expecting to throw hot off of, and, you know, all the things that go into to playing quarterback. And there's a lot that goes into playing quarterback. So Larry has the arm that we need and all the intangibles, and he's just got to get in there and eliminate the errors and get better play around him.
You talked about Army and some of the things they do on both sides of the football. Offensively, maybe a little similar to the look that the Navy gave you a few years ago when Paul Johnson was coach there?
Very similar. Just about the same. And, you know, I think they're all in a club. I think they meet.
Oh, yeah.
Have a secret handshake and have a clubhouse. So there will be challenged because they all do a good job of it. And once you got it, you know, pretty down and mastered, you know, everybody gets pretty good at running that thing, and they're better at running it than you are at defending it, because they do it all the time and we rarely defend it. So you have to get good at it in a hurry, and you have to pick up the speed of the game in a hurry, because your scout team can't run it as well as they run it either. So it'll be an adjustment, and we've got to play good from the start. And probably the key thing anytime on defense is tackling. You know, you'll get a situation where you're one-on-one. If you do it right, if you read everything correctly, and you're going to have a one-on-one tackling situation, you got to make the tackle.
Are you going to dress A.J. Ogilvie up this week to go up against their receiver, Ollie Villanueva?
We may have to. I'll tell you what.
Let everyone know, he's 6'10", 283. What's that? What's he look like on tape?
Everybody chuckles, but... You know, you ought to see him when they just throw the ball up in the air and you got, you know, 5'10" defensive backs, you know, have to have a ladder out there to get up there as high as he can. And he just plucks the ball out of the air, and especially in the red zone, you know, you throw it in the end zone and it's just, you know, I hate to use the basketball term, but it's a jump ball. And he's 6'10" and weighs 285, not 218, but 285 pounds. And he'll knock you around a little bit. So
what's the coaching point? This is something that you probably never see, but what is the coaching point maybe from a corner's perspective on how to just kind of jam him up early?
Well, in the red zone, probably. You know, you can jam him up early, but, you know, out in the field, that corner's got other things to do just besides covering him.
Right.
You got to run support, especially against this offense. So, you know, they'll throw the alley-oop and out in the middle of the field, too. So you just got to, you know, see the ball, you know, gather yourself and get you the best timing on your jump that you possibly can. And he's still going to have a height advantage over, you know, he doesn't jump real high, but his arms, you know, you just do the math.
I think you just run the picket fence and just don't get caught watching the paint dry.
Yeah, that's a great plan, Frank. Yeah,
exactly.
Bobby, what about
A.J. Ogilvie at corner? That's a great idea.
Bobby, what about
A.J. can't turn his hips, though, to get in, you know.
That's true.
Bobby, is this one of the trips where you want your players to sort of understand the whole Army experience? Mike Krzyzewski, you know, I was talking about this when Joe came on, used to tell his players that basketball was the easiest thing, you know, they did during the day, you know, whereas basketball for his team was probably the hardest. Is that sort of a similar circumstance here, appreciating what those guys do?
We'll do that on Friday, and then on Saturday we're going to forget about, you know, what the scene is and where we are, and we're going to try to concentrate on that football feel. And, you know, we appreciate what those guys do and the history at West Point. And you look at the media guide and the alumni there, you know, they're people who, you know, created history in the United States. I mean, it's pretty impressive. But come Saturday, you know, they're the team we want to beat.